With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate today confirming Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary. That puts her in charge of the agency essential to national security. In a late-night vote, the Senate confirming Pete Hegseth as the nation's Secretary of Defense.
Republicans pushed back against questions about Hegseth's qualifications amid allegations of heavy drinking and aggressive behavior. Vice President J.D. Vance is on hand to cast the tie-breaking vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
The Republican senators prioritized the former Fox News host and combat veteran's vow to create a warrior culture at the Pentagon. Confirming Hegseth rounds out President Donald Trump's top national security cabinet officials. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also, at srnnews.com, the president laying the blame for the ongoing Ukraine-Russia war on OPEC. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During a speech to leaders at a global summit, the president said the OPEC Plus alliance of oil-exporting countries has kept the price of oil too high.
If the price came down, the Russia-Ukraine war would end immediately.
Oil sales are the economic engine driving Moscow's economy. The president said he hopes to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin soon and get that war ended. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A woman from Washington State charged in connection with the fatal shooting of a U.S. Border Patrol agent in Vermont. The FBI announcing the arrest of 21-year-old Teresa Youngblood yesterday. The loss of human life last year, more than 18,000 people around the world, many due to heat waves and flooding, as well as tornadoes and hurricanes. In terms of money, experts put the toll at $368 billion. In the U.S., that number was $218 billion. This is SRN News. Religious persecution continues to grow in sub-Saharan Africa.
20 years ago, you might find one nation from that region in the top 10 of the World Watch List, that annual ranking of the worst persecutors on earth compiled by Open Doors USA. In 2025, four sub-Saharan African nations make the top 10, including Somalia and number 2, right behind North Korea. The rapid spread of radical Islam is driving persecution of Christians all across the lower portion of the African continent, and there's no end in sight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many colleges accused of tolerating anti-Semitism on campus, settling with federal civil rights investigators. By cutting such deals, the schools close the cases against them as long as they meet the terms of the agreements, which mostly have been involved training as well as a number of reviews of past complaints. This is SRN News. Well, the individual who was shoved in front of a moving subway train, says no problem. He will ride it again. Here's Keith Peters.
A man who survived being shoved onto subway tracks ahead of an oncoming train in New York City says that in spite of the trauma, he eventually plans to make his way back to the train. Joseph Linsky said in an interview with the New York Times that New York is his home and he won't be intimidated. The 45-year-old was standing on the platform in the West 18th Street station after lunch on New Year's Eve when a hard shove from behind sent him flying off the platform and under the train. A 23-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault charges. Keith Peters reporting.
For the time being, people listing phones preloaded with TikTok for tens of thousands of dollars on eBay, Facebook, Marketplace, and other online storefronts. More details at srnnews.com.